إله إلا الله.
You're listening to ebuzz.com.
محمد رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. تروشي فلن Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, we find today many foreigners or immigrants who would want to settle in England, to take up residence in England as their home. When you ask them, people have different reasons. When you talk to migrants, muhajir, some come to England for education and some come to England for employment. With employment and education, the bottom line is people feel very safe in England because of the social security benefit system that England has. And that is the truth, as compared to the neighboring countries. So people feel very secure and safe. If a person for some reason was unemployed, even then he feels independent. He is not dependent on the father, the mother, the uncles. The government will support him. Income support, the government will give him a substantial amount of money that will prevent him from stealing or begging. If for some reason he's not well and an operation needs to take place, some of the operations can cost you £5,000, £10,000, £6,000, £7,000. But everything is free with the NHS. These are the benefits of this country. If a person is ill, his entire treatment is free. Allahu Akbar. And if a person for some reason is disabled, disability allowance, not only for that individual, but even that person who is taking care of that disabled person, the carer will get some amount of money for looking after that disabled person. Allahu Akbar. If for some reason your marriage is dissolved and the woman has nowhere to go, the government will look after that lady. Now, I am not talking about the Islamic issues, whether these are issues accepted in Islam or not. Subhanallah, with the benefits you have the good side and the negative sides. Generally speaking, in the country that we live in, accommodation will be given to you. No one is homeless. The council will provide for you a house, the housing association that we have. Maybe not a house of your own choice, but if you are homeless, accommodation is given to you. They will look after you. So you have many benefits in England which attracts the people from outside to come here. If you were unemployed in another country, nobody would look after you. But here you have a system. Subhanallah, now when I speak to you, you guys must be wondering, what is he talking about? Is this Dars-e-Hadith? Or is he talking about benefit scams and fraud here? What's happening here? SubhanAllah. This is Darsa Hadith, my respected brothers. What I wish to open up for the community is that the benefits should be of no surprise for the Muslims. This is something which the Muslims have enjoyed for centuries from the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The best example is the example of Muhajireen and Ansar. Muhajireen came to Madinatul Munawwara, a foreign territory, migrants. Muhajireen. Everything was given to them. Accommodation, employment, subhanallah, even the nikah was performed. In one day, everything was covered. In one day, everything was covered. These were the seeds of love, affection, to care for your fellow Muslim brother and for your fellow human being. These were seeds that were planted initially by Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we study Khulafa'i Rashideen, subhanallah. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an had a mission. But when during the Khilafat of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an, when Islam spread, mashaAllah, towards Iraq, Persia, Africa, many other parts outside, now the Ajami, the non-Arabs were embracing Islam. All of these benefits were in the Islamic infrastructure. Everything. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an gave his decision that from Madinatul Munawwara until the end of the Muslim borders, not a single person should be homeless. Accommodation must be provided to every single person, no distinction, Muslim or non-Muslim. If he is living in a Muslim country in the Islamic Empire, if he is a non-Muslim, he will pay jizya. And if he is a Muslim, he will pay zakat. No distinction. Accommodation will be provided. Allahu Akbar. Today what we know as pension for the old age people, old age pensioners. This pension system was already there from the time of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, without any distinction. When Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an came to Jabiya, he found a person begging on the streets. He was an old man. An old man begging in the streets of Jabiya, which was part of the Islamic Empire. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an turned him around and said to him, "What are you doing? Begging in the streets of Jabiya? What is the matter?" And he says, "Oh, I am not a Muslim. I am a Zimmi." Again, Zimmi means the one who pays tax to the Muslim government, as Muslims pay zakat. And he said, "Amirul Mu'mineen, what has happened is that your governors take from me tax, even at this age. I'm old. When I was young, I was providing jizya for the Muslim government. Now I am old, no one will give me employment. I can't work. And when I can't work, I have family, I have children, and then I have to pay jizya to the Muslim government." Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and got very angry. And he said to this person who was a non-Muslim, he says, "Come with me. We have a system of old age pension in Islam. Even for a non-Muslim." And he said to the Muslim governor, "Jizya is not abolished. Jizya you will have to pay. But this jizya will be taken out from the Muslim treasury. And a stipend, a fixed salary, was fixed for a non-Muslim at that age, and a good amount of money was given to him and the likes of that individual, so many who are non-Muslims at that age. He would give jizya from the salary that he receives from Baytul Maal, and also it was enough for his family and for all his needs." SubhanAllah. This is something from Islam that people have taken. Everything is part of Islam, my respected brothers. Today, if an accommodation is given to you, you have to sign a tenancy agreement. Sayyana. It's not even your house. It belongs to the Leicester City Council, the Government Housing Association. They are your landlords. And every year, the rent is increasing. I should know, I live in a council property. Every year, the rent is increasing. It's not your house. For some reason, if they wanted to get rid of you, there is a possibility by law they can fight and they can take you out. It's not your property. Subhanallah. But during the time of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an, homes and accommodations were given to the Muslims and non-Muslims, free of charge as a gift from the Muslim government. Ownership. Documents were signed that this house belongs to you. There was no such thing as rent that you have to pay. This did not exist in the time of Khulafa'i Rashidin. In fact, until the Ottoman Empire, no rent, absolutely with ikhlas, a house was given. And beautiful houses were given. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an would go and visit the outskirts of Madinatul Munawwara, the other important cities, the capital cities of different countries to see. And if there was land that had not been cultivated, it would be taken by the Muslim treasury. The Islamic Khilafah system would own it. And Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala an would build and construct homes for those who were homeless. Even guest houses. This was first introduced by Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala. Every major city had a guest house. Jisko hum kehte hain musafir khana. Musafir khana is indigenous to the Muslims. There were no hotels, motels. Everything is about money. Aaj to Musliman ko dekhe, subhanallah, he has become so materialistic minded. How can I rip that person? How can I earn money from here, there? Allah. Everything is money. Main to kehta hu, Maulvi is very mukhlis. You ask him to come to your house, free advice. Maulvi sahab, can you give me 10 minutes? 1 hour he will give you. How much? Free of charge. You're a freebie. Call an electrician to your house. Bulao na usko. Try calling him. Call a plumber to your house. Call a bricky to your house. Call someone who's not even educated, but he has that skill in him. Call someone. And he'll charge you by the hour. Gee, I charge for one day £150. For one day, £150. It's a materialistic world that we live in. And in Islam, it was not that. In Islam, it was about winning the hearts of people. Houses were given free of charge by the Muslim government. Nothing was expected back, except for obedience to the Amir al-Mu'mineen, to Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, any Khalifa that takes the position of Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Guest house, completely free. Musafireen would travel, and there were no hotels, free of charge. They would stay, spend the night in that musafir khana, in the guest house. For even a month, nobody would say anything. Not only that, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an said that food will be provided for the travelers 2 times a day. Food will be provided for the travelers 2 times a day. This is the beautiful Islamic system, my respected brothers. That is why these non-Muslims would want to live with the Muslims. Look at the story of Spain. Why were the Trinitarians not accepted and the Unitarians accepted the Moroccan Muslims that came from Marrakesh and that area? And Muslims were well accepted. They knew the justice system of Islam. They made no distinction whether you're a Muslim or a non-Muslim. You pay jizya, you are a brother in humanity. And all the privilege, all the benefits are given to you. Subhanallah, no privilege at all, no exception. Even people like Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala, how close he was to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi had gifted him a portion of land. Hadiya de diya tha. This was during the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now you are in the khilafat of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab. Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala wants to know who the lands belong to. And one large plot was given to Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala an. A senior sahabi, a muazzin of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala an came to him and said to him, Ya Bilal, a humble request. I have seen that one portion of your land has not been cultivated. It's not invested. You're not using it. Only one portion is yours. You are using it. It would be better for you to give me that one portion so I can make use of it. Now Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala did not have the money. You need the money to cultivate. And so he gave an excuse that, no, it's my land given to me, and at this minute I haven't got the money. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala got angry. I say to you that we as Muslims need this portion of land. It is going to your Muslim brother. And he's saying, no, no, this is given to me as a gift. You don't want to make Hazrat Umar very angry. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala finally said to him, Ya Bilal, I am asking you very politely, now I give you no choice. The rules are, if in 3 years, if the land is not cultivated, then the ownership goes back to the Muslim government. And the Muslim government will make use of it, and it will provide for the poor and the needy. Compounds and massive construction would take place. Subhanallah, homes were constructed for the poor people, needy people. Employment was given during the time of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. So these privileges, people today are shocked and they say, oh, everything is in England. NHS free of charge. Everything was free during the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You had top doctors in Madinatul Munawwara. Ajami, non-Muslim doctors would want to come to Madinatul Munawwara. And they would open up their surgery. Everything was completely free of charge. If you were ill, any operation, everything was paid by the Muslim treasury, Baytul Maal. Subhanallah. Eventually, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala an gave that plot. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an was very, very firm. Allah had given him that wisdom. In fact, when the extension of Masjid Nabwi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was about to take place, Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an had a house close to Masjid Nabwi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Umar went to Hazrat Abbas and said to Hazrat Abbas, Abbas, I want your house. I want your house. You have many houses? I want this house. Ji, aapne dekha hai, on the motorway, there was a farmer who refused to, and he's got two roads up north, where Siraj comes from, up north, you have two roads and then you have the farm in the middle. He was very stubborn. But Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala said, no, Abbas, I want it. Now Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala made a point, no, I'm not going to give you my property. No, khalas. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala had appointed a qazi, Madinatul Munawwara, chief justice judge, that was Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'ab, very senior sahabi. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an went to Ubay bin Ka'ab and said, you have to talk to Hazrat Abbas, and whatever is your decision, we will accept. Subhanallah. You have a khalifa going to the Muslim judge and accepting the decision of the judge, whatever you decide, whatever the Quran and Hadith says. Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala an gave decision in favor of Hazrat Abbas. And he said, Amirul Mu'mineen, no. We learn from the story of Sulaiman alayhi salam when he wanted to construct Masjid al-Aqsa, the property that belonged to an individual. He had the right to refuse, and it was accepted by Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. From that incident, we have proof in the Quran of what the construction took place during his time of Masjid al-Aqsa. If you want to construct Masjid Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam an extension, you need the permission. And if he gives you permission, it is fine. Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an went to Hazrat Umar, smiled at him, embraced him and hugged him. And he said, Amirul Mu'mineen, do you think if you ask me for a house, I would not give it to you? This house is yours, free of charge. Subhanallah. How sincere were the companions. Today, Muslims don't want to support Muslims, my respected brothers. Afsos ki baat to ye hai. Everything is about money today. There is nothing fi sabirillah. Very few are volunteers who want to do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very few. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This is the attitude of the kuffar. But every benefit today that you see, it has benefits and it has the negative side. You might find people who are fraudulent, you might find people who don't want to work, and because of the benefit they become lazy. But during the time of the Khilafat system, that was not the case. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an took care of the orphans, even those children that for some reason were abandoned by their parents. He said to all of his governors, the children are the responsibility of Muslim leaders, the governors of every city. And everywhere you will find orphanage. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an would give every child 100 dirhams per year as a gift. 100. And he would specially visit all the orphanages and would greet the children to make sure that none are abused. Everything is there for them. Food would be provided, education would be given to these children. And he would quote, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would often kiss an orphan child and would say, don't say that you haven't got your mother and father, I am your father. And this is the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 100 dirhams given as hadiyah to every child. Subhanallah. In fact, some of the Muslim scholars have mentioned Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an would make an investment. The salary, the stipend that is allocated to them, 100 dirhams, he would ask Muslim business people, the tujar, to make an investment. And whatever profit that is incurred by that investment, 100% of that is put back into his account. The account of that orphan child. And when the child grows up to be a man, a wise person, he has control of his wealth. At that point, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an would give him his entire capital. And would say to him, this is the money. This is all your money. And if you want, you can reinvest that money into business again. Subhanallah. This is the solidarity. This is the support. So everything what you see today, Subhanallah al-Azim, it was there from the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, from the time of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We had a system, what is known as Baytul Mal. And there was no fraud involved in that. No money taken. Subhanallah. It is said that once for a few days, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an was not feeling well. He was not well. Some of the companions came to him and said to him, Amirul Mu'mineen, why don't you treat yourself? We have a lot of pure honey in Baytul Mal. Why don't you eat and drink honey that is there which is pure? Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, as an Amir, Amirul Mu'mineen, he says, well, this is from the Baytul Mal. How can I take honey as medication from Baytul Mal? This belongs to all of the Muslims. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab, when it was Yawmul Jumu'ah, he sat on the mimbar and he said to all of his congregation, he said, my brothers, I am not feeling well. If you allow me, do you give me permission to eat or drink honey from Baytul Mal? And everyone gave permission to Hazrat Amirul Mu'mineen. Some of them said, Amirul Mu'mineen, do you need to take permission? But this was the akhlaq of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. He wanted to set a standard for everyone, for the khulafa to come after him. Ke bhai, ye milkiyat hamare baap dada ki waris nahi hai. Ye to musalmano ki hai. Ye to musalmano ki. Aur jis maksad se aapne li, us maksad pe aapne kaam karna hai. Subhanallah al-Azim. Child benefit system. Every child that is born, who's given the most? The eldest one. The eldest child is given the most, isn't it? Siraj. MashaAllah. So Abdul Rahman doesn't get too much, does he? No. The eldest child gets the most. This child system benefit, again taken from Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu ta'ala an. Everything, my respected brothers. Once Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu ta'ala an, as was his routine, in the night he would patrol the streets of Madinatul Munawwara and the outskirts of Madinatul Munawwara. He was walking with his slave Aslam. Aslam and Hazrat Umar were patrolling the streets outside Madinatul Munawwara. He came to an area what is known as Sarar. Sarar is about 3 miles outside of Madinatul Munawwara. Then he saw a lady cooking, and a lot of children were around her, and all of the children were crying and making a lot of noise. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an is with his slave and looking at this lady cooking, and she can't take control of her children. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an came to investigate, and he said to her, "What are you doing right now so late in the night?" And she said, "Well, I have no food. I am pretending to cook somehow to satisfy my children. They are very hungry and that is why they are crying. I am pretending to cook. Maybe they might go to sleep. I have said to them, I am cooking meat for you and it will take a bit of time." This was the state of some of the people in the Khilafat of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala started to cry. Children were there hungry, and the mother is boiling water, not cooking anything. She's pretending to cook, but there was only water that was boiling. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala went back to Madinatul Munawwara. He packed up a bag of flour, meat, and some dates. And he said to his khadim Aslam, "I want you to load all this on my back. I want you to load it on my back." Aslam the slave said, "Amir al-Mu'mineen, what am I there for? I am your khadim, I am your slave. Put it on me and I will take it." Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an said that, "I fear what I saw today. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will question me. Oh Umar, in your khilafat children are crying. Oh Umar, in your khilafat women go to sleep without food." Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an had a bag of flour on his back with dates, meat, and he went to that lady. He gave flour to that lady. Immediately the lady started cooking, baking bread. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an was there sitting with Aslam. The meat was being cooked. The children were happy. Subhanallah, when the mother gave luqma to each of the child, there was a smile on their face. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an was also putting luqma in the mouth of all of the children that were there. In some riwayat, it comes that Hazrat Umar had 2 children on his lap, and he would feed them. This lady was so happy that she came to Amir al-Mu'mineen and she said, "You know what? I have heard that Umar is a just man. The Amir for the Muslim is a just man. But today I feel that I have met someone who is better than Umar, and I would prefer you to be Amir al-Mu'mineen than Umar." Hazrat Umar was so mukhlis. This lady did not even know that she is actually talking with Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, and she's saying, "Today I prefer you over Umar. You are better than Umar." Subhanallah. Every child that was born was given a stipend. Every month enough money was given to the family members. One Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an was feeding all the people that were around him, and there was a man sitting on one side. When he saw Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, he would turn away. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an went to him and noticed that he was eating with his left hand. Eating with his left hand. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an sat in front of him and said to him, "Why do you eat with your left hand? This is the method of shaitan. Eat with your right hand." And he had the shawl that was covering the arms, and he took one side of the shawl out, the right section, and he said to Amir al-Mu'mineen, "I have no hand. My right hand has been cut off in the battle of Yarmouk." When he said that the hand was made shaheed in the battle of Yarmouk, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an stood up. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an kissed his forehead, sat next to him, and obviously condoled him and said to him that, "You eat with your left hand. Who cooks food for you? Who looks after you if this is your condition?" He said, "Amir al-Mu'mineen, I have no one. I struggle every day. I have no one. I am all alone. A great mujahid who was made shaheed. Today what happens? We have mujahideen who fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the family, Allahu Akbar, they have nothing. We have Muslims who are squandering their wealth, and yet you have these great mujahids who have become shaheed, and their family members have nothing to eat. This is a fact. We will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah, my respected brothers. We have to sponsor families. We have to look after families, especially the mujahideen who have become shaheed. They have given their life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What happens to their children? What happens to the wife? Who will look after them? Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an said to him that I will allocate for you an amount from the Muslim treasury, and he employed someone to care for this individual who was now disabled. He did not have the right hand, a carer, and that carer was also given a salary from Baytul Mal. This was the Khilafat system. From the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the facility was given to the disabled people. Today when we go shopping, subhanallah, Allah give them iman. They look after the disabled people. A lot of the things are given absolutely free. Ghar pe jaye, bathroom banani hai, bathroom ban gayi, this I want, that I want. A lot of it is free. We must make dua, Allah give them iman. But we must not forget that all of these privileges have been with us from the time of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to take pride in the teachings of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that we follow the sunnah of Khulafai Rashidin and Sahabai Kiram Ajma'in. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammadin nabiyil ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Sami'na wa atana gufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.